When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is 20 minutes now after 8 on your Tuesday morning. We're going to head to our WHBC Newsline right now. Bring in Mr. John Decker, our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. How was that Easter egg roll?
Oh, it was always a fun event. All together yesterday, as we spoke yesterday before I headed out to the South Lawn. 40,000 people from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. taking part in the Easter egg roll, off and on rain yesterday, but we dealt with that weather. A little cool yesterday as well. I think it was very similar to the weather that you had yesterday as well, so you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But it was a fun event. The president, the first lady out there, lots of kids really enjoying all the things associated with the Easter egg roll. You had a big Easter bunny also you're greeting the kids, so it was a fun day, and it's one of those rare events in which, you know, you forget for a minute that we live in a divided country as far as politics is concerned.
Yeah, it's nice to have one of those days, right?
It is. Yeah. You don't have them that often at the White House, that's for sure.
That's right. All right, so let's move to that political scene and get some information. We see that former President Donald Trump came up with the money that he needed to do for the court case, correct?
Well, that's right. So we're talking about the civil fraud verdict that was against him, announced against him, $175 million bond is what he needed to come up with. And indeed, he did that yesterday, posted that, which allows him now to pursue an appeal of that civil fraud judgment, which is pretty significant, over $400 million and $454 million to be exact. This is the amount that he needed to post in order to pursue an appeal of that civil fraud judgment. And that could take some time in terms of having that appellate process play itself out.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people were talking about the money from Truth Social, but that seems to not be working in his favor right now. They were thinking that could help him.
That's right. That particular stock associated with Truth Social lost a significant amount of its value yesterday. And, of course, Donald Trump cannot sell his shares for another 6 months. So there's no guarantee that the value of those shares today will be there 6 months from now. In the meantime, a surety company, a bonding company, has helped the former president out. It's a company based out in California. They would be on the hook, by the way, if Donald Trump ultimately loses in this particular case. So it's obviously the former president put up collateral that allowed them to put up that bond.
All right, and let's move to the abortion ban, the one in Florida. Tell me about that.
It's a 6-week abortion ban. That was something that was signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and it was challenged in terms of its constitutionality. The Florida Supreme Court saying that indeed it is constitutional, but they also said it should be up to voters in Florida. So you're going to see the issue of abortion on the ballot, so to speak, in the November presidential election. Florida is a state that over the last few election cycles has trended Republican, and we'll see whether or not this has an impact as it relates to the presidential race. You've seen personally in Ohio how the issue of abortion energizes voters. I think people may have been surprised by the outcome of the measure that was on the ballot recently in Ohio.
Yeah.
And we could see a similar type of action as it relates to what happens in Florida this coming November.
Yeah, it could make a big difference.
It could. You know, this is a state that I think that Republicans are counting on and as far as being in their column. Donald Trump won the state of Florida in 2016 and also in 2020. But this may change the dynamic a little bit. That's what I see in terms of the statement being put out by the Biden campaign, thinking that they believe that Florida is now in play because of this action. We've seen how the issue of abortion can energize voters on the Democratic side. I think it's the reason why Democrats still control the U.S. Senate, not by much. And it's the reason why we didn't see a red wave in the midterm elections that took place in 2022.
Yeah, I saw that headline where they said the Biden administration said that they thought Florida was doable now. And I thought I didn't read the whole article, but now now it makes sense.
Now it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason. That's the reason why. So, you know, it's these little things, you know, that you may not foresee that can change the dynamics in any particular state. And, you know, that's the reason why this election is so difficult to predict or forecast, because of the things that we may not know that will happen between now and November the 5th.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, John. Well, we will have another chat with you again tomorrow. I appreciate you coming on, as always.
Thanks so much, Pam. Have a great day. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.